Will Britain's Parliament be recalled after the publication of their government's assessment of what could happen after leaving the EU at the end of next month showed severe risks, and a Scottish court ruled that suspending the Parliament earlier this week was unlawful? The UK will leave the European Union in 49 days, and as it stands, the border between the two will be on this island, a border that will require checks and tariffs. The forced release of the no-deal plans, called the Yellowhammer document, showed that in a reasonable worst-case scenario, there would be price rises, food and medicine shortages, long delays for lorries, riots, and in the north, business closures and civil disobedience after November the 1st. We'll talk to the Minister for Finance here about budget planning later, but let's hear more about that assessment and the Scottish court ruling now. Annabel Dixon is political correspondent with Politico. Annabel, good morning. Thanks for taking our call.
Good morning.
This document had already been published in the Sunday Times last month, and the government then said that it was out of date. What do we know now that we didn't know then as a result of this publication?
Yes, that's right. It was leaked to the Sunday Times. And at the time, the government said they were old. It looks like they've sort of relabeled what was leaked. So at the time, they called it a base case scenario. And the document that was put out by the government is now labelled a reasonable worst case scenario. So they're sort of playing down the significance of these documents, and certainly last night government sources were telling us, you know, actually they're going to publish a revised version in the coming days showing the work that's been done. You know they're very much claiming that the work they've been doing over the last few months has reduced some of these risks.
All of the predictions look bad, but the section on Northern Ireland is pretty bleak.
Yes, that's right, and particularly for your listeners, that's going to be a big worry. That's why there's those conversations going on now about the backstop. And I think the government feels that those predictions are bleak for Northern Ireland, and they're very much hoping that that's going to concentrate minds in Dublin and in the EU. So for them, it's not inconvenient for them to put out these predictions in the hope that it will concentrate minds to get some sort of deal.
The shortages and most of the immediate concerns seem to be related to the difficulties getting lorries into and out of England from France.
Yes, that's right. They think lorries could be waiting for more than 2 days to cross the English Channel in some cases. But I think one of the really significant things that really will sort of strike a chord with people reading about this morning is this talk of fresh food, a decrease in certain types of fresh food and a shorter supply of key ingredients. These sort of things, really people can relate to. A lot of the Brexit debate talks of backstops and can seem a bit remote if you live in London or Yorkshire or the southwest of England. Obviously, for you guys, those living on the border, it's very real. But if you don't live there, then it seems like quite a remote thing. But these sort of stark warnings will strike a chord with people.
The publication of this document was forced by MPs, but they're not available to discuss the findings as Parliament has been suspended. Is it going to be recalled now after the Scottish court ruling? I gather the ruling didn't order Parliament to be recalled.
Yes, that's right. So the Scottish Court of Session found that the Prime Minister's decision to suspend Parliament for almost 5 weeks up to a Queen's speech was illegal. But actually a similar case that had been brought in England had found that it's a High Court judgment in the English case, actually found that even if Johnson had an ulterior motive, it was out of their hands, and prorogation could be used for political advantage, they thought. So the case is now going to be brought to the UK Supreme Court, which will make a definitive decision. And that starts on Tuesday. There's also a judgment due in Belfast Royal Court of Justice this morning. following a legal challenge against the government's handling of Brexit as well. So all of those are going to be considered next week. It was actually a huge surprise. I don't think many people thought that the Scottish Court of Session was going to rule that the suspension was illegal. Certainly, people that I was speaking to in government hadn't thought that that was going to be the case. But I mean, there is an expectation that they don't think that the UK Supreme Court will find in favour, find it illegal. But who knows? You know, the Scottish decision was, yes, was a big surprise.
Briefly, Anna, but how has the Queen been dragged into this row?
So she, as the head of state, the Prime Minister, prorogation is done by her on the advice of the Prime Minister. So the Prime Minister will say to her, I think, you know, I'd like you to prorogue Parliament. And actually, you know, it's not great for her. The front page of the Mirror this morning, the headline is Boris lied to the Queen. That's one of the UK tabloids. So she's not going to be very happy about this. I mean, she's not going to say anything publicly on it because she stays out of politics. You know, it's not a good look for the Prime Minister, and it's something that Buckingham Palace would have definitely wanted to avoid it and would not want to be embroiled in.
Annabel, thanks for speaking to us. Annabel Dixon, who is political correspondent with Politico. We'll hear from Hilary Benn of the Labour Party in the UK later in the programme, and also speak to the Minister for Finance here, Pascal Donoghue. Almost 7:20.